This next story is about learning to fight, to heal the scars of war. We're going to a part of the world that's known nothing but conflict for two decades, Eastern Congo. NPR's Gregory Warner found a spot in the city of Goma where what's flying aren't grenades and bullets, but jabs and uppercuts.
At 6 in the morning, even the streets of Goma have a sense of peace about them. Music spills from the storefront churches, and the normally terrifying motorcycle taxis give you a discounted first customer fare. And 6 a.m. is the time that a group of young men that call themselves the Friendship Club gather in a concrete notch of an open-air soccer stadium to train. Lacking ropes or a ring or, in some cases, sneakers, the men exchange jabs while their trainer and coach, Kibu Mango, looks on with a serene smile.
I'm not scared to be here.
I feel at ease when I see them practicing. Considering what we passed through, when I see young people practicing like this, it pleases me a lot.
35-year-old Kibu Mango is blind in his left eye from a bomb blast, which must be strange for his opponents because he boxes southpaw. The eye you see when he comes at you is shriveled, sunken, an old man's eye on a powerful body.
It doesn't matter having one eye, because I'm used to fighting since my youth.
Kibu Mango's whole childhood was a series of battles. First as a street boy fighting for food and turf, and then as a child soldier in the rebel army that brought the now rulers of Congo to power. Today, the young men he coaches are 19, 20 years old, but already veterans, snatched up by militia groups to fight, age 10 or 12. Kibu Mango teaches them boxing as well as auto mechanics with the help of a local NGO called the Kivu Assistance and Reintegration Center. It was started by Congolese peace activists. 19-year-old Kedrick Moke boxes under the name Tyson.
Yeah, I'm very T-zone. I'm very, very good T-zone. I'm a champion of Mush of Congo.
Is it like you fight like Tyson?
Yeah.
T-Zone was 10 years old when he was conscripted into the Union of Congolese Patriots, a rebel group notorious for ethnic massacres, tortures, and rapes. He says he doesn't remember very much.
What is true, we were given a sort of water, which is spirit water. It changes your mind, and whatever thing you do, you don't know it. So if we killed, we killed, but we were not under control of ourselves.
It might seem odd that teaching former killers the art of fighting could help them become better citizens or deal with their PTSD, but Kibu Mango says boxing and fighting are as different as sports and war. Raw brutality doesn't win matches. You have to pay attention, stay in control. Not the way he recalls himself as a child soldier lost in space.
So when I say being in the space, it means that I wasn't really responsible for myself. I was someone there, ready to be sent wherever, go here, I go, do this, I do. That's why I say that I was as if I was in the space.
Just 3 years ago, the one-eyed Kibu Mango rose up to become welterweight champion of his province. And this month, he and some of his trainees were going to the nationals. That is, until November, when a rebel group called M23 took over the city of Goma. The governor fled and took with him the money that the boxers were supposed to use to fly to the championship in Kinshasa. So now, each night on TV, Kibu Mango watches other boxers fight his bouts. And instead of dealing with sports agents, he's dealing with a different kind of local recruiter.
We are targeted and they would like to catch us again to put us in the army.
The M23 rebels, though officially retreated from the city, still lurk around training sessions in civilian clothes.
They say it's good there, things are going to be good, we are going to deal with the mechanics, boxing there.
They tell them, wait, you'll be able to be a mechanic and a boxer in the M23?
Biko naambia kama mkishaingia kule kujeshi yao M23, mtaendelea na boxe, mtutafaya boxe kule, natapokea mzuri. And receive salaries. That's what they say.
As we're talking, a young boxer, Fabrice Jeff, interrupts. We are the sons of Congo, he tells me. We die before we fought for M23 against our country. But Kibu Mango says he's already lost two boxers to the M23. and he's not so quick to label his former trainees as traitors.
So yes, they are being recruited. And even me, if it continues like this, because there is no other way of surviving without being a soldier, I can even go again to the army.
Even if that does mean giving up boxing and going back to the fighting life. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.